Rogelio Mendoza is mowing the front lawn outside his family's modest home in Salinas. It's a warm weekday evening, and his wife Norma is inside cooking up dinner for their three boys.
Carne, beans, and some pozole, Mexican pozole. So that's what we're having today.
Norma makes sure to serve her oldest son first, the minute he walks through the door after a long day of classes. Alonso is 21 years old and the first in the family to attend college. He says some days he honestly feels like his head is going to explode with all the schoolwork, but it's way better than farm work.
Working in the fields and having your back hurt, your arms hurt, you can't compare that kind of tired to just like having your mind stressed over homework.
The Mendoza family is a farm-working family. Alonso's dad, Rogelio, has been planting and harvesting in the fields for more than 30 years. Alonso joins his dad during the summers.
You get home, you eat, you don't even want to talk like to nobody. I would just like go to my room and I would just sit down on the floor and I would fall asleep in the floor, like not even in my bed. I would just fall asleep in my floor. You wake up and it's already time to go back to work the next day.
That experience motivated Alonso to graduate high school. He says young people who don't finish school in this town end up working in three places: the mall, fast food, or in the fields.
They don't see like themselves doing something big in life, so they're getting paid $10 an hour. They settle for that.
But Alonso refuses to settle. About a year ago, he was registering for his classes at Hartnell Community College, the only college in Salinas, when he was tipped off to a brand new program specifically for students of farmworking families. In partnership with Cal State Monterey Bay, Hartnell is promising a bachelor's degree in computer science in just 3 years. He applied and was accepted. His mom, Norma, says it was like winning the lottery.
I say, thanks God, because he did it himself, so he's going to do great.
For years, the family has been hustling hard to earn more money. Norma tried to make it as a realtor. Rogelio tried construction until the recession hit. They've been living on Rogelio's modest wages ever since.
So the idea was to give our kids like a nice place to live, a nicer house, a nicer future. That's what we thought.
So now the pressure is on Alonso.
So then you have an empty string, and then so here in range, though, this is going to go to the length minus two. So
Alonso spends 40 hours or more every week here at Hartnell Community College. He's one of 32 students cramming 4 years of computer science instruction into just three. Instructors here say it's much harder for these kids. Many haven't mastered calculus, a skill needed for this line of work. Others still need help with their English. And then there's the added challenge of having no one at home to help them figure out programming languages and algorithms. Student Daniel Diaz says his dad thought computer science was about fixing computers.
He's like, oh, your cousin tried to do that, but he didn't go anywhere. I'm like, no, Dad, this is not to fix computers. It's to create programs on a computer. So when I'm at home, I'm more like by myself in my room. My mom's always telling me, why are you always in your room on your computer? I'm like, because I'm doing my homework.
It can be isolating. That's why program manager Melvin Jimenez has created support groups.
Having that peer mentorship will help a lot of these students navigate their way through what would otherwise be a very challenging process.
Jimenez's challenge is convincing big-time Silicon Valley tech firms to take a leap of faith and offer these students an internship.
Lucky for us, Silicon Valley is down the street, and there's thousands and thousands of great companies that could offer them careers that they haven't necessarily heard of yet.
The starting salary of a programmer ranges from $50,000 to $80,000 a year, and that's what Alonso Mendoza is banking on. He really believes this degree will change his family's future, and everybody is doing what they can to help him succeed, including his dad, Rogelio.
Pues el sacrificio de nosotros es venirnos. Tenemos que estar aquí por los hijos para que estudien y todo.
It was a sacrifice to leave Mexico, to come here and work so we can make it better for our kids to study and get a good education. It would be a great help once I start working in the fields.
Alonso says in 3 years' time, he hopes to make that a reality.
He might not show it that he's tired, but I know that he's tired. Like he comes home all sweaty, his clothes, his armpits, his back, it's all sweaty. And that's why I want to like be someone successful, because I really do want to help.
The students complete their first year in the program in May. Of the 32 young people who are enrolled, only one has dropped out. I'm Anna Tentakulis in Salinas.